Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey guys, how you doing? Welcome to another podcast. This is Nick Chance, of Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, Coach for Anxiety. Hey, welcome, welcome. As usual, my podcasts are kind of on the raw side. Sometimes I just get a great feeling about something, I want to podcast, and off we go. So today, I'm going to be using a bit of slang language for a good reason. I guess where did this how did this podcast originate? There's so much to tell you, so much to share. I guess it's when we are kind of not okay with self-belief. Self-belief is a big thing for us. Self-doubt. Sometimes and how do we relate this to anxiety? And of course, sometimes you get anxious for feeling that we're underachieving, not feeling good enough, our worthiness, self-criticism, we're thinking that we're just not good enough. But we are very good at doing things, and we're all here to be tested. There's no failures out here on this planet. So everyone's just doing their best. And yeah, so where am I going with this podcast? Yeah, so I was talking to a buddy of mine, and I was looking at, you know, challenging myself and making a bit of money on the couple of coins, couple of shackles, whatever you want to call them, to on podcasting, because this is what I do. Podcasting is my side gig, side hustle. So, side hustle. Yeah. Anyway. So I had to master the chance to, you know, self talk, and had to master self-talk here and record, learning how to be okay with talking briefly and on freelance and whatever goes. Like, so this particular, that's how this particular podcast eventuated. You know, we're just having a chat, and there was a fast way of doing things and a slow way of doing things. You can be so particular, such perfectionist, and that's nothing wrong with that. You can live in the process, and I love that. But there's faster ways doing things. I think we should crash things up, you know, really crash before we can do that. I mean, I guess when you put a lot of time in something, I understand there's a lot of love involved, and then, you know, you don't want to take a risk because, you know, things could go wrong, especially in the podcasting arena and making films and YouTube clips. So that's a good story. And, you know, the challenge was, all right, so I'm making a few dollars, enough to buy a hamburger or something, like, you know, maybe like an hour, you know, and every each hour I can afford to eat and get a hamburger, all from podcasting. So, Yeah, I'm telling you this because it's something that I didn't believe in. I have self-doubt, and I didn't think I could actually make a few coins of, as a, whatever we put our attention to, whatever we invest ourselves into, we should be able to make some money. So whatever your profession is, whatever you're doing, as long as you're not stressing too much about it, that we should be able to make a few coins out of it. Like it's a regular job, self-employed, et cetera, or an employer of many people. So just depends what you put your focus on, and without distraction, without feeling any anxiety and getting clarity. I think a lot of people really want to get clarity when it comes to anxiety. So yeah, so I didn't believe in myself. I didn't think I can do it. It didn't matter about the value or amount of money that I was making out of a side hobby, a side hustle. And so here we are, podcasting and getting some wonderful sponsors sponsoring me all my podcasts. And I don't mind if I say ums and ahs, I'm just going on. There's no script in, especially when I'm introducing a topic. I just like to naturally flow, whatever goes. So yeah, you subscribe to our YouTube clips, and yeah, so we'll pass this on from any podcasts that you hear on Spotify and iHeart and all much many many others, iTunes and Apple. So thank you guys for joining me. So today's topic is all about, you ready for it? Yeah, are we ready for it? The drums. I think you can actually do some drums. Let's try some drums. How do we do drums? We can have a bit of a giggle. We can do a whistle. And the drum roll. Okay, so that was a bit of fun. It's actually almost, someone called this movie. Okay, I want to say it now. Fuck things up. That's right. Now, there's a lot of this is a you know this can be taken as a negative. What we've just said, F things up, it can be a negative, but it's also it can be a very positive. So today in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about the possibilities of, messing things up, right? Messing things up. And we don't have to feel bad about it, by the way. That's the thing is, we don't have to have a negative spiraling self-image or, reflect on it too hard and take, be judged for it. Even you can judge me if you want to on this podcast. I'm fine. But heck, if someone's getting some value out of it and I'm getting a few dollars out of it, so why not? So today is about that. Now, if I stood there on the fence and not doing and not taking a move and not gambling and not investing towards, well, not a gamble, but it's more calculated, this one, not making an investment of my time to do podcasts here, I would still be on the fence and not doing anything, not even getting to a level of 195 podcasts so far. But my mission was when I started this out, I had some existing podcasts. And not many of them, but I said to myself something. I had a thought, and I thought, okay, so let's produce 366 podcasts. It wasn't for monetizing reasons to, make a short, small income. It was more like spreading out the good word. And I'm really passionate about anxiety because I do have anxiety, and I had the, this, there have been dark, dark nights when I couldn't get out. But I tried many, many different modalities, methods. And by sharing and caring and loving, I find that I'm sharing myself and helping others who are listening to podcasts and helping them with anxiety, stress, trauma, whatnot. So here we are. So it's let's not feel hard about fucking things up, bit harsh there, but it is what it is. Yeah, so yeah, it's a slang phrase that means to make a mess of something that causes chaos or disruption, right? And to make mistakes that kind of lead to undesirable outcomes. Imagine that on purpose, making a mess of things and being okay with it, instead of being ridiculed or thinking bad about it or thinking that negative, that shit self-talk about I'm not good enough and stuff like that. No, stuff that make mistakes. Many, as a side gig, I don't do it too often, but I used to be a driving instructor, and we used to see it, like You gotta break an omelet before before you make an egg, right? You gotta break something. So here's the opportunity to break things. Okay, calculated risks, of course, to make it. So without, also one of the, I think it was that, yes, it was Anthony Robbins. He said, fake it till you make it. Some people don't want to hear that. Fake it till you make it, which means you've got to push forward. Eventually we will get the skills needed to become the best podcaster, to become the best to serve others in anxiety, to do whatever, right? Whatever your passion is, follow your passion, okay, and not your salary, that kind of thing. And So yeah, we gotta make it till we gotta fake it till we make it. But there's always something to learn from the trying and the effort that we provide towards that something. So yeah, and that was a word from Anthony Robbins, who everyone knows is one of the most publicized and life coaches, and he talks a lot about anxiety. So this man cannot be wrong. So I like the idea that, and also The Giant Within You, I think that book was, there's a lot of information like that, and just encourages to have a go and not sit back. Okay, you might have a product that's really, really good and you don't want to mess it up, fine, but also have a side product that you're working on, and that one you just on purposely mess it up. Now my point is, which one of these products are going to get a quicker result? The one that's messed up, then we learn from, or the one that we meticulously, so perfectionally, sure, we engage, love the presence of it, but then we go a bit anxious about not making quick money, or not, or the thing not being liked, or there's many, many ways that things and systems we can use to for our production to go out worldwide. So yeah, what you're hearing now is a podcast that is actually worldwide, and happy to say there's a lot of people downloading it. And but let's go back on the topic now, like the causing chaos, disruption, being in the chaos, and into undesirable outcomes, and we're always fearing that. So let's get over the fear and just push through what we need to push through, because that's the only one a way to learn. So when it comes to overcoming anxiety, self-development, self-limiting beliefs, and personal development, like the word, F things up, I won't go there, but F things up can be used metaphorically. Instead of using it in the negative sense, it can be reframed or emphasized in the idea that taking risks, embracing mistakes and learning from them in order to grow and improve oneself. Yeah. So just remember, it is the slang language and can be powerful, and using slang in this positive and empowering way can help us like shift our mindsets and encourage personal development. It can be misunderstood, I get it. But the idea is, let's just step out of our comfort zones, stop being such perfectionists, and just push past this imposed limitations on ourselves, and embracing the possibility of making mistakes, right, along the way. No one's perfect in this world. Let's make those mistakes on purpose. Let's get into that, face our anxieties, right? And take action towards learning more, as much as being aware of anxieties, and it's okay to fail, and not be scared of our fears. And let's go on with our personal growth, guys. So yeah, let's look at some of the, if I was to write a training program here, right? A training program for all of us, what will I include on the particular training program, especially if we're going to take the idea or the concept of, or even embrace, maybe that we could call it the title, Embracing Chaos, the Power of Fucking Things Up in Personal Development. How does that sound? Maybe that's this podcast. I think I'll name this podcast just that. Embrace the chaos, right? Empower the idea of fucking things up and for personal development. So what kind of things are, yeah, so what kind of things would I actually include to associate this negative connotation, right? The slang phrase to reframe it so we can become a catalyst for growth and resilience and self-empowerment in this, right? And explore this deeper. What kind of things can we put into our context of a training manual or to overcome this anxiety and self-limiting beliefs? What kind of things, you know, for our own self-development to embrace this chaos and learn from mistakes and unlock the true potential that we all have in us, that we have a divinity, if you want to say, we have the rights to be, you know, in this, to have this. So I think number one would be understanding the phrase, like where the origin and evolution of this slang word come from, the negative connotations versus the empowering reframing, the challenging the comfort zones and embracing the risk. I think chapter two, we can look at overcoming anxiety through embracing failure, you know, the paradox of anxiety and growth, and we can look at redefining the failure as a learning opportunity, right? And then developing resilience through that and through emotional intelligence. And I think in chapter three, we might call it breaking free from, it's only about five chapters, so breaking free from the self-limiting beliefs, the power of beliefs in shaping reality, like identifying and challenging self-limiting beliefs, like experimenting, like and taking action and disruptive patterns in our heads. What's holding us back? Why aren't we surrendering things? Then we can also look at chapter four, the journey of personal development, embracing uncertainty, the growth of mindset, learning from our mistakes, and innate towards that success, right? And cultivating self-compassion and acceptance. And number five, what can we do right for number five? Maybe transforming the adversity, right, into the opportunity. So the role of adversity in personal growth, you know, it just maybe live into that, embrace that, you know, and don't fold away from that. And embracing the chaos that comes from that as a catalyst for the change. And then seeking opportunity for growth in challenging situations. I repeat the last one, because seeking opportunities for growth in challenging situations. So guys, there we go. Maybe we should go into some of these. Maybe I'll just go in the one or two of those chapters more a little bit deeper for us. So let's go with understanding the phrase. Okay, the origins of the evolution of the slang, where did it come from? The phrase F things up. And it's a beautiful movie up there, that I saw recently. It's called the brothers. But I think I'll go back to that another time. Got to lost my track there. I'm going to come back to my to sorting this one out. So where did this slang originate from? Where's this described, you know, the mistakes of failure and have occurred, like resulting in undesirable outcomes. The evolution of this phrase goes beyond its initial negative association, right? In the context of personal development, it can be interpreted in a more empowering and transformative way. So it depends how we use this, you know, how we understand that we need to break an omelet to make an egg, right? To break the egg to make an omelet. So it's been a long day. So let's look at another point, the negative connotation versus empowering reframing. So the phrase may initially seem like a coarse and a very offensive language, but it can be reframed, right, to serve as a powerful catalyst for personal growth by embracing the concept of effing things up. And we must acknowledge that mistakes and failures are an inevitable part of life. That's part of life. So let's make many mistakes to grow. Instead of avoiding and fearing anxious avoidance, right? And if you're social phobic, right, this is the moment to really push yourself forward. I think I had something, changing the mindset, reframing, where if you've got social phobia, only select, when you go into social environment, just select a certain people to talk to. You don't have to talk to everyone, right? And just pick the sort of people that you want to talk to. And it's in small lots, and maybe sometimes you can go into a social environment, dip your feet in there for 10 minutes and run away. And that's okay. But then go to the next environment as soon as possible and then maybe be there for 20 minutes and then run away. And then maybe next time be there for 30 minutes, and then maybe next time be there for an hour. But at the same time, you're encouraging yourself to feel messed inside, but pushing through and staying calm and relaxed in an environment like that. So that could work in small segments. So yeah, we need to make those mistakes. And you're not a mistake. No one's a mistake. No one, but the only person that is criticizing is ourselves. No one else in this world is criticizing or projecting criticism or judgment on us except ourselves. It's like public speaking. It took me years to get on the stage to public speak, and I was a wreck. Okay. And some people prefer to take a bullet in the leg rather than get on with their two legs on stage. So that's kind of interesting. So let's say look at challenging the comfort zones and embracing risks, as I mentioned earlier, getting on that stage and really looking at the effing things up now. Let's be encouraged to step out of our comfort zones and embrace risk taking. It reminds us that growth and progress often come from pushing our boundaries, pushing forward and trying new things, even if they result in a temporary setback, a temporary F up. And by willing and embracing the possibility, let's go with that. Will and embrace the possibility, right? We open ourselves up to the experience. I love that. Let's open ourselves up to experience and what are it, especially you chaps, I've been there who've got anxiety at the moment, and open up new perspectives and opportunities to learn. And it's only us that holds us back. And this, and then change your mindset and be okay. Be okay. One of my mentors says the moment you're okay with something, then the whole world will be okay with you. If you're not okay with something, then nothing will ever be okay. So let's break free from this self-imposed limitation thoughts, discover our true potential. All right. No one here is really here to suffer, and we only suffer ourselves. All right, let's share point two, embracing failure as a stepping stone to success. What does that mean? Okay, well, when we can change our perceptions of failure. Let's do that. Let's try to change our perceptions of failure. Now, in society, failure is often stigmatized and seen as something to be avoided at all costs. Now, in reality, failure is actually an essential part of learning the process and the stepping stone to success. Let's fail as many. Some countries, failure is actually encouraged. Now, this sounds like a motivation speech, doesn't it? Well, it kind of is a little bit, isn't it? So, I'm encouraging and encourage us to embrace the failures, which means shifting our perceptions and understanding that it's not a reflection of our worth and abilities, but rather an opportunity for growth and empowerment. We can look at learning from mistakes. Now, let's talk to that. When we embrace failure, we open like ourselves up to a valuable learning experience. And now, each failure that we are subjected to represents an opportunity to reflect on what went wrong so we can do better. Identify areas for improvement, adjacent approach, and analyzing our mistakes can gain serious insights that can really inform future decision making, action taking, and then increase our chance of success and make a few more extra dollars. So every time you are in a position in a job, and you sit there and you keep grinding with it and try to like it instead of hate it, you find that the mind goes into this wonderful area of engaging itself in the creative mindset or the archetype, which keeps creating new ideas that can evolve. And it's just a matter of taking that extra step and being okay with failing. I remember many years when I was selling real estate as a real estate agent. It was such a nerve-wracking and very anxious kind of work in the beginning. But as I was sitting there, I started looking in how to, I was thinking, how can we make money out of property investments? Just had to say how. And then all these ideas, and then all these journals showed up, and all this reading came up, and I was able to do that and take a little bit risk. So that was a lot of fun. So that felt good. Yeah, we can also look at building resilience, like embracing failure also helps us develop like resilience, which is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. And when you experience, or when we experience failure, we have the opportunity to cultivate resilience and persevering and learning from the mistakes and adapting our strategies. And this resilience allows us to navigate future obstacles with confidence and determination. So how's that, yeah? And then we can look at overcoming fear and taking risks. Normally we sit back and fear has got us strangled and it holds us by the throat. So let's not fear things, and it's okay to fear, by the way. Again, we need to just jump over that because every level has a devil, right? I hope you've heard that one before. Every level has a devil. And the fear of failure is one of the devils that we need to jump over. Often holds us back from like taking risks and in pursuing our goals and dreams and hopes. And by embracing the idea of failure, we can challenge this fear and become more willing to step aside of our comfort zones. We understand that failure is not the end, but rather the stepping stone towards success. Now, this wonderful mindset, my friends, this mind shift empowers all of us to take calculated risks, pursue opportunities, and unlock our full potential in this life. What about inspiring innovations and creativity? How does that come? When we embrace the idea of failure, or to fail at something, this also really we become innovative, like I mentioned earlier, and creativity. When we are not afraid of failure, we are more likely to think outside the box, and so not be in the box, but we go out of the box and explore the unconventional solutions and take bold actions. Failure becomes like a catalyst for innovations, pushing us to find new approaches and perspectives that can lead to breakthroughs and success. You know, sometimes when you don't ask your boss for a pay rise because you're afraid that you might get sacked, not get sacked, but you might get rejected and you might not feel good enough. And sometimes they, management, you know, you.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, If you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Kind of, you are, you know, you, if you feel like you're doing the correct job and you're showing numbers and, you know, you're disciplined to show up every day and you're investing yourself in the company, you're entitled to go and ask for a pay rise. And then take all the negatives they give you as a job review that says, you did this wrong, did this. That's just their mechanism to keep you down from getting the pay rise. So, yeah, let's feel the fear and do it anyway and ask for the pay rise, right? So, yeah, let's embrace that failure. Allow the change. Allow change in our perception. Learn from our mistakes. Build resilience. Overcome fear. Inspire innovations, okay? And by reframing failure as a stepping stone to success, you will unlock your potential growth, personal development. And just keep achieving those goals, and it's okay. Once again, you know, you have to break an egg to make the omelet. I think I've got one more. I think I've got, let's see if I got one more to share. I think I've got a few more to share. Let's go with just briefly, because my time to podcast is usually 1 hour. So thank you for sticking with me this long. How about the idea of cultivating the growth mindset, which is another chapter, the third chapter, understanding the difference, right? This will be a course, this basically I'm delivering a little course here, if you want to call it, but you know, like, how do we go about cultivating a growth mindset? So let's look at understanding the difference, right? Having a growth mindset means believing that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication, hard work, learning. On the other hand, a fixed mindset is the belief that our abilities are fixed and cannot be changed. We're so rigid or improved upon. No way. Cool. Cultivating a growth mindset, innovate, shifting a mindset from a fixed perspective to one that embraces growth and development. Sometimes we just need to break our own silly molds, right? To come out of that mold. There's something better in there waiting to shine, waiting to create things on the surface. Now let's look at embracing the challenges. Like with growth mindset, we embrace challenges as opportunities for growth rather than daunting obstacles. All right, we can get stuck in the same job, the same thing, doing the same thing all the time, and that's like that's silly, right? Because we have the power to move out and embrace those challenges and change. So we understand that challenges push us to stretch our abilities, learn new skills, and develop resilience, right? Instead of avoiding challenges or giving up when faced with difficulties. We view them as a chance to learn, improve, ultimately, and achieve greater success. So, yeah, this does relate to a lot to people who are anxious. And, it's okay. There's plenty of support out there for that thing. Just embrace all your challenges that you're having. And if you can sit still in the disturbance, good on you. Good on you for doing that. That's where you'll get a lot of success instead of avoiding pushing it away. And we can look at persistence and effort. The growth mindset emphasizes the importance of persistence and effort in achieving our goals. We recognize that success is not solely like determined by innate talent or intelligence, but by putting in necessary effort. The word is effort, and continuously working towards improvement. Who gives a shit that the effort that's not perfect, it's not shiny, but the effort makes it worthwhile. You know, you're having fun, you're in the presence of it, you're in your creativity, and maybe you're earning some money out of your creativity, or it's just a hobby. So let's push on with that. The effort, continuously, like working towards improvement, continuously. It's a lot of fun. And with this mindset, setbacks and failures are seen as opportunity, right? To learn and adjust and re-strategize rather than indication of our limitation. We don't have a limitation. The only limitation we have is our own selves. What about looking at embracing feedback? How often do we go, you did a crap job on this, and oh, you should have done this, and your volume on this podcast sucks, and you know, and it's not like, or why aren't you competing with the others out there? I'm just recording on my phone, right? And a few little gadgets in there, and I'm just recording this on my phone because I don't have time to produce a long podcast, and I work on volume. Okay, so I get the message across. That's what really matters to me, guys. And I, you know, that's what I do. I'm trying to be as authentic as possible because I just don't have that sort of time. So as I challenge myself, I took a challenge, as I said earlier. I want to produce 366 podcasts by, you know, maybe I'm looking at March next year, 25. So and see where we go. There's a lot of information to be shared between here and there. So check into my podcast. You see the progress. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, share this information on. And but, you know, I remember this story. There was feedback all the time in the progress. There's always someone to give feedback. And I love it. I love it. Some people told me, hey, you're talking, but you're not feeling your content. Especially in meditation. Someone once said, nah, you're squeaky, terrible, all this sort of stuff. I said, well, you know, I could be there doing a podcast, you know, I can invest myself all day learning new technology, all this sort of stuff. I just have the technology, but I just don't have the time. So I'm moving forward in a different way. I don't want perfection, all right? It is what it is. You get what you get, and that's how it is. And, yeah, I am making some omelets. So let's look at inspiring others now. Inspiring others, like we can be looking at the growth mindset. I love inspiring others. That's the mindset I'm embracing on, and only benefits us individually, right? But also inspired and uplifts those around us. That's what I'm doing. I'm helping others who have got some anxiety, right? And hope you find that, you know, you've come to this point of the podcast, that you're inspired, and you're going to take some anxiety, take some actions on your anxieties, because I leave a lot of information on this podcast for you guys, and a lot of value from it. So, yeah, stick around, and, let's get on through this 366 podcast. Let's have some fun with it. I'm glad you're here. So I hope you're inspired and encouraged to, you know, to even have my similar mindset here, adapt to my similar, to this mindset. So it's all about creating a positive, supportive environment here and learning together, progressing together, really enjoying our personal development together. And let's celebrate each other and encourage each other to celebrate ourselves. And also, I really encourage you to really believe in your own potential and pursue the growth and success that you deserve, and to get over and learn your tools, you know, how to do the work. If we have some psychological things going on, or we have high anxiety, try to learn about yourself, how you operate mentally, physically. Yeah. And so we move on. I think I've got to go on. Yeah, okay, we're on the roll now. Let's go chapter 4, understanding the resilience, the power of resilience, developing resilience. So resilience is the ability, like, to really bounce back from setbacks, adapt to change, maintain a positive mindset in the face of adversity. It's an essential trait that allows us to navigate ups and downs for life's strengths and perseverance. And developing resilience is really crucial in maintaining our well-developed overcoming challenges and achieving our goals. I'm just going to check in a little bit on my podcasting equipment. Well, we're going good. Yep, going excellent. So let's come. So, understanding resilience. We need that. We need that. It's a crucial matter we need to have, you know, in our well-being. This overcoming, you know, learning from not backing out, by living in that disturbance, whatever it is for you, the challenge for you, we develop. It's a natural phenomenon that's called resilience. We just be into it, you know, embrace it if you know how to, if you mastered patience and, you know, take the pain. And then live through it, if could help. There's another podcast, a wonderful guy. I did a podcast recently. Yeah, with Gabriel, a champion boxer, wrestler. What a mindset. What a beautiful journey we had when we had to talk about, you know, what does it take to be a soldier, you know, to battle through these anxiety, the self-limiting beliefs, and so on. I encourage you to go back a few podcasts and find that. Such a great podcast. Remind me of, going back to that a bit. So we can also look at another point is we can cultivate self-compassion. Very important. Compassion, love, right? Love for others, sharing, caring, volunteering somewhere that just gets you out of your four walls. Breaking through, it's one of the most beautiful things. But most important thing, even when shit hits the fan, and right, this is the time to really be self and self-compassionate, self-kind, self-loving. You know, it's so important to treat ourselves like with kindness and understanding, right? Especially when facing setbacks or failures, and practicing this thing called self-compassion, kindness. Involves acknowledging, like really acknowledging our emotions, really being there with our emotions, tapping in. I know there's a certain amount of people on our planet cannot feel their emotions, all right? They're so so blocked from their emotions. And get tapping into your emotions, what's going on there. And then just kind of accept those setbacks are a part of life and reminding ourselves that we are doing our best. That's it. We are doing our best we can here, right? On this journey, first time, second time, or a new seedling, all right? A newbie on this planet. So, yeah, we are the highest beings. Just think about that. Are we going to become, are we the robot? Are we manufactured for struggle? Are we manufactured, you know, like we're robotic and we manufacture for great things. So it's all about getting out there and really lean against the idea that we are made for great things. We are. So it's a matter of just bouncing back from, you know, I just want to say it again, just fuck things up, you know, and just bounce back up from all the setbacks and learn from them. Learn from those experiences. Move forward like a soldier. And just learn to be in your resilience, earn the resilience. What about developing problem solving skills? Very important. Like resilience is closely like tied up to problem solving. I reckon the person that can, you know, adapt the idea to solve problems, like driving a car, we're always solving problems. You're never going to get non-problematic road on the path of travel, right? So we're all travelers. And we need to be able to solve our problems and develop those skills. And now once we develop and have the ability to look, really analyze all situations, circumstances, and identify this potential solution. There are solutions to every problem. I say that again. Identify potential solution to every problem. And then heaps of action, guys. Just keep acting. And it'll all help us, you know, navigate the challenges beautifully. So let's all develop our problem-solving skills and become better equipped to face the adversity, find creative solutions, and adapt to changing circumstance. And allows us to approach challenges with a beautiful, proactive mindset rather than a feeling overwhelmed, defeated, victimized. Whoa, and victimized. Let's stop being victimized. Let's surrender that shit, right? We don't need that. And practicing self-care, taking care of physical, emotional. If you've got a healthy body, right, the healthy mind follows. And it's really crucial here to develop our resilience in a self-care and in body, right? So why damage our body? We have solutions. Why allow anxieties to damage our bodies through the mind? It's all mental, right? It's all mental work. There's much, much research done that everything is created. All illnesses are created from the mind first, all right? And if you go and ask a doctor, everybody goes to, yes, I understand. It's mental. Illnesses are mental, but they're self-created. They're almost like somatic in a way. They're made up by ourselves. But the thing is, we believe it and then we manifest it. And let's learn from failures one more time. Resilience involves seeing failure as an opportunity to grow and learn. Can't say that enough. Instead of being discouraged by failure, resilient, resilient people view it as a stepping stone towards success. All right, so what went wrong? Learn from our mistakes. Come on, let's go and break those eggs and make some omelets, right? Adjust and reapproach and reframe the failures as a learning experience. Here, I'm just here having a human experience, right? And I don't mind failing. So if you people are holding back on relationships, some people are yearning for relationships, connection, all right, affinity, push yourself forward. It's okay. You might have mucked up before. It's okay. Just be encouraged to learn and go and let go and learn and bounce. And it's okay if you muck up a relationship. Okay, F that up too, right? It doesn't matter. But you'll be learning something about yourself because there'll be a mirror image of each other once you find that particular partner. So I want to throw that one in there. All right, guys, so I got one more quickie, and we call this this podcast to an end, and it's called Cultivate the Perfect Growth Mindset. So let's look at understanding the growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that our abilities, intelligence, we are all intelligence, and talents can be developed like through dedication, lots of effort, perseverance. Persevere even in small lots, okay? Persevere even in small lots. And it's okay if you don't become a success overnight, all right? We can defeat anxiety, whatever you're going through, and it doesn't happen overnight. It takes practice, and it takes a lot of tools for you to use. So let's believe that our potential is not fixed, right? But rather we can be, expanded through continuous learning, embracing challenges. Let's really move forward to that growth mindset. It's really needed here. And look at things and approach things as obstacles with a positive and determined attitude. Now, let's look at embracing challenges another go. We must have this growth mindset, right, to deal with anxiety and embrace the challenges that come up out of anxiety. Instead of shying away from difficult tasks or fearing failure, we can go with the growth mindset and see challenges as an opportunity for learning, for growth, for understanding. Let's push ourselves outside of our comfort zone and really look at acquiring new skills, new modalities, no matter what it is. But my thing is all about anxiety. So there's plenty of modalities. Are you meditating? Do you need help to know how to do mindful stuff? How are you dealing with you? Are you sharing? The moment you start sharing your life with somebody and not feeling that you're going to be rejected, criticized, or victimized is the moment you start moving forward. So let's overcome that. Get rid of the self-doubt. And let's just bust through those walls, right? And looking, emphasizing persistence, and let's make an effort on our persistence. Let's go through that. Let's go through the mindset, growth mindset, the importance of Effort and persistence. Effort, persistence, effort, persistence. Can't say that enough for your success, no matter what you do in this life, no matter what you're going through. Rather than, rather than looking at failure once more ago, or you don't know, or you have innate abilities, right? Individuals with growth mindset recognize that hard work, dedication, perseverance are really the keys in reacting and reaching their goals. They understand that setbacks and failures are part of learning, and we use them as motivation to keep trying and trying and improving ourselves every minute, every hour, every day. And so we can also look at feedback, seek feedback from friends. And hey, once again, learning from criticism is amazing. You know, I could have taken, as I mentioned one of the podcasts, there were times that one guy said to me that, you know what, I don't feel your meditation. I'll say that again because it's really deep and thing, but I'm not good with that. And I could have said to him, like, no, you don't know anything. You know, what are you talking about? But I took that and I thought, you know, the guy has thank you. You know, I said thank you to him after reading the comments. I'm also on Insight Timer. If you guys want to look me up, and I do some meditations on there, and it's a meditation app. And I remember getting these comments on there after I produced the meditation and posted it. And he said, I didn't feel a word that you said. And you know what? That was the best thing I ever heard. But at that moment, I really took shit personal. I really did. And I got to admit, he kind of fucked me over a little bit, pardon the French, but yeah, he did. And but then after a while, it didn't take me long to snap back into a different mindset. And I thought, no, that's okay. I understand the dude. I understand that it's for my personal development. I could have gone the other way and gave up the mission of doing 366 podcasts. So there you go. So that, seek your feedback, okay? And seek feedback rather than step aside. Have that kind of mindset. Value the constructive criticism and use it as strength to it, and identify the areas, right, for further development, for your further growth, getting rid of that anxiety and refining those skills we need, okay? Feedback is gold. Keep continuously learning, my friends. Keep learning. And then we have something like, and let's have this, adapt the idea of love for learning. Keep this mindset growing, closely tied to love for learning. That's what we need to do. Love it even though we fail it, right? Imagine loving the failure, all right? Loving our feelings, loving our anxieties. Seek the opportunity to learn from it. Stay next to the disturbance, all right? Whatever disturbs you is designed to grow you. The moment we keep pushing and not surrendering to it, then we're lost. Be more open-minded with it, and just keep continuously learning, my friends, all the time. Personal, professional growth. Okay, so love the learning. And we've come up to lucky last one, celebrating the progress and effort. Let's go deep on that. Now, in growth mindsets, the focus is solely on the end result, but also on the progress. You know, what's the wonderful saying? It says, the journey is more important, right? Than the destination. And so let's look at go on the journey and go and just love the process and the effort made along the way. Like, how do you feel in that when you do that little achievement? How do you feel when you don't get that achievement? And that's okay. This is what this podcast is about. With this kind of mindset and celebration, we have some beautiful achievements coming our way, no matter what, how big and small. We can celebrate these achievements. We can acknowledge ourselves, give ourselves some validation, some love. We need this, right? We need this self-validation. Do you know that people just operate and do things because of love? It's not even sometimes about the money, or it is about the love. We all want love, my friends. And everyone does. So let's be, thinking about that. And further improvement. So, so there we go. I think I'm checking the time. I think this this podcast we need to put to end now. So well done and congratulations for following through this far, coming through and listening to this podcast. I hope it's been beneficial to you. Hope it's changed your mindset. And let's just fuck things up, because if we don't adapt to that, and we don't, in a good way, right, in different ways mentioned earlier, we can't grow. We got to put ourselves into the disturbance. We got to challenge ourselves for our growth. And let's just have fun in the process. So, well, that's it there for today. Over and out. I think I'll drink a bit of water because I think I've spoken too long. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun presenting this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Stick around. Hope you check out the next one. And please pass us on. If you know someone that could use a little bit more encouragement and to overcome the anxiety or even progress in their lives and make things a bit easier for themselves, yes, please pass us on. Subscribe to our channel, our YouTube channel, or podcast, iTunes, Spotify, etc. So all the best, my friends. This is Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, Coach for Anxiety. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.